Today on Train for Life, it's all about abs. I know you want some, so here we go. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniel. Today I want to teach you one of the best core exercises around. It's called the hollow body hold progression. This is a foundational exercise used in gymnastics, basically to train gymnasts how to stabilize their spine and to develop total body strength and tension from head to toe. You're going to get the same benefits, not to mention a rather impressive midsection in the process. So here's the setup. I want you to get you a nice mat or pad, and we're going to start in this kind of tucked position. The big concept I want you to get is you got to seal your back to the floor. There should be no air space between your lower back and the mat. When your ribs are up like this, you're placing your back into extension, and when you do the movement, you actually load your lower back. We wanna load up the abs. So starting here, knees tucked, hands by the side, I want you to think about an imaginary apple under your chin. This is gonna put you in a good cervical position. Now, if you still feel some discomfort while here, take your tongue and press it to the roof of the mouth, and that'll help stabilize your cervical spine. Now, from here, 30, 60 seconds of rhythmic breathing. I wanna go a smooth 2 to 3 second inhale through the nose, and then a smooth 2 to 3 second exhale with pursed lips. Breathe in through the nose, fully exhale. And what this is teaching us is to how to breathe in a compressed position. Too often you see people, when they're focused on something, they'll forget to breathe, or especially in exercise, they'll get really tight and hold their breath. Neither one is good. So we want to be able to breathe well and do this for 30, 60 seconds smoothly. That's level one. That's kind of your beginner option. Once you can do that, you're ready to move on to level two. And that is to get back in the same position here. And now I'm just going to move from a short lever, knees bent position to a long lever, legs extended right there. Really try to flatten out. Again, smooth inhale. And then fully exhale. This really puts a lot more loading on the abs. And I keep referencing the breathing part of this, but you have to fully exhale to fully engage your core. What you'll learn is breathing is the on switch for the abs. Now that is level two, intermediate. Once you can do that for 30, 60 seconds, you are ready to move on to level three, the most advanced, and it's the true hollow body hold progression. So from here, we extend out, and then I want you to clasp your hands together and go overhead. Squeeze the feet together, squeeze the knees together, squeeze the thighs, the glutes, the abs, and the hands together. You'll feel so much tension from head through feet. Wow. When you can work up to doing this for a full minute, I think you'll notice a huge change in your core strength. Now, I keep using that word core. What does that mean? The core is not just your abs. It's your abs, obliques, and low back spinal rectors. It's essentially this whole integrated unit from shoulders to hips. And the true function of your core strength is to stabilize your spine, bulletproof your back, bulletproof really your whole body. And everybody wants to work arms and legs, I get that. This is where the magic happens, and it's what you want to focus on throughout your lifetime. So how often should you practice this? Daily. Rarely in life do we stay the same. We're either getting weaker or stronger throughout the course of our lifetime. So you want to practice the hollow body hold and other core exercises I'm going to show in upcoming segments to really strengthen your core daily. But you're not just a body, you're also a soul. So you want to strengthen the core of your spiritual life. How? Through your faith with God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. So we strengthen our core physically through exercise like the hollow body hold. We strengthen our spiritual walk and life and faith daily by getting into the Word of God and connecting with our Creator. One of the things we know from Scripture, when we pray to Him, when we speak to Him, He bends down His ears to listen to us. I want you to strengthen yourself daily through the hollow body hold and through getting in the Word of God. And I'll see you next time on Train for Life.